Hey everybody, what's going on? COVID. Thought I'd give out my... It's been a long, long time since I've been on here. I thought I'd give you some updates right now. The weather is like 43 degrees. It's kind of been drizzling off and on today, so it's kind of been one of those days you want to sleep all day. As far as with the sports, Iowa was ranked number 2 for a while. And I think it got to their heads a little bit. They went up against Purdue. On both sides of the ball, they just played horrible. There wasn't really no excuse for it. They should have beaten Purdue quite easily. But, they dropped down from number 2 down to 11. But, they got a bye week, so maybe they can get these rankings out of their system for a while. So then they got to go to Wisconsin. Tough place to play, so let's hopefully they can get a win up there and kind of boost their rankings a little bit. Atlanta Braves, they had a chance to close it out. Their hitting just wasn't up to par. They end up losing to the Dodgers 11-2. They had some spots where they probably could have loaded the bases, but there was just their hitting was pretty sloppy. It was really sloppy, so hopefully the next time around they can close it out. Next game will be in Atlanta, so that'll be some home field advantage for them. So let's hopefully that they can get this, they can close it out and get to the World Series and play either Boston or the Astros, one of the two. So we'll have to see what happens on that one. So, what else is going on? Let's see. We're still waiting on the stimulus checks. They got a stimulus package about ready to be going out the door, but they just got to vote for it or, you know, take a vote on it and hopefully that they'll pass it. There's been kind of a little bit of a shortage of supplies around in the grocery stores and everything else. Everything's being held up and... I'd say this country's kind of turned upside down since Biden has gotten in. He's pretty well ignored the Afghan deal. I can't see why either Congress or the Senate or somewhere down the line, you know, they can get him removed and stick someone else in there to, correct the issues that he's caused. For right now, I'm just kind of doing a short report. Right now, I'm watching UNLV in San Jose State. UNLV is ahead in the second quarter, 17-3. And I do have UNLV favored by 14, so... hopefully they can pull out a win and, we'll see what happens. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've been on here, so, If anybody has any questions or anything, more welcome to jump on this site or something and ask me a few questions about what's going on with this country. And for right now, I will sign off for right now, and hopefully I'll be back on sometime tomorrow.